You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Thank you. Hey, hey, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Dunkin' Donuts, here with you for the very special Halloween spooktacular. Yes, it's that time of year. I love this time of year. I get to play all the same monster songs that I played last year, which I love to do. So we're going to hear a bunch of, you know, all the Halloween favorites and maybe a couple of new things that you haven't heard before. At the top, we started with some scary soundtrack music from the soundtrack to The Shining. We heard the main title theme by Wendy Carlos and Rachel Elkind. After that, we heard a cover of the lullaby theme from Rosemary's Baby. That was by David Candy, which is the pseudonym for Ian Svenonius for a brief period in the early 2000s. Thankfully, he's gone on to more successful projects. But for a while, he recorded as David Candy, and that was Lullaby from Rosemary's Baby. And after that, we heard Half Japanese, famous for their monster songs, with their song Rosemary's Baby. Great, 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 great stuff. So we're going to move on. Mashups have sort of sailed. That ship has sailed, right? Not as much enthusiasm about mashups, but this is an incredible mashup. Someone has taken Bela Lugosi Is Dead by Bauhaus, one of the creepiest songs of all time, and mashed it up with the narration to the haunted house at Disneyland. It's a must win, or you can't lose when you mix those two things together, as you will soon find out when I play it here. So this is called Haunted Bela Lugosi Is Dead.
When hinges creak in doorless chambers, and strained and frightening sounds echo through the halls, whenever candlelights flicker, where the air is deathly still, that is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight. Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion. I am your host, your ghost host. Kindly step all the way in, please, and make room for everyone. There's no turning back now. Our tour begins here in this gallery, where you see paintings of some of our guests as they appeared in their corruptible mortal state. Your cadaverous pallor betrays an aura of foreboding, almost as though you sense a disquieting metamorphosis. Is this haunted room actually stretching, or is it your imagination? And consider this dismaying observation. This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Serpents and spiders, tale of a rat. Call in the spirits wherever they're at. Rat on a table, it's time to respond. Send us a message from somewhere beyond. Goblins and ghoulies from last Halloween, awaken the spirits with your tambourine. Creepies and crawlies, toads in a pond, let there be music from regions beyond. Wizards and witches, wherever you dwell, give us a hint by ringing a bell.
Is dead, the bats have left the bell tower, the victims have been bled, red velvet lines, the black box, Bela Lugosi is dead. is dead.
Wherever you dwell,
give us a hint by ringing a bell.
Hurry back, hurry back. Be sure to bring your death certificate if you decide to join us. Make final arrangements now. We've been dying to have you.
Do you have an approaching test or exam and need help studying? Well, it's time to prepare yourself. The Study Van, www.studyvan.com, is a 100% free website dedicated to helping you achieve excellence. MCAT, History, Chemistry, French, Math, Biology, the Study Van covers it all. Tools are provided so you can create your own study group and do what you need to do, ace your exam. The Study Van will help you help yourself. Give it a shot, you have nothing to lose, as once again, it's a 100% free studying resource. So remember, when you need to study, go to the Study Van, www.studyvan.com.
Back when I was four and I knew the name of every dinosaur, I learned how to read
crisis broadcast. There have been widely reported instances over the course of the night of massive numbers of human corpses rising from their graves to attack and eat the living. An emergency government team of scientists has been assembled to assess the ghoul situation and have determined that a ghoul can be killed by a disruptive trauma to the brain. Spokesmen have prepared the following scientific report. Please pass this information on to your friends and neighbors, and above all, remain calm.
This is the state of national
shoot the head, kill the ghoul.
Ah! 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 Ah!
Hey,
you are listening to the Dunkin' Donuts spooktacular episode for Halloween.
It's spectacular.
Is it?
Sorry.
My parents didn't raise me right. That was Jeffrey Lewis from his album. It's the ones who've cracked that the light shines through, with the song "If You Shoot the Head, You Kill the Ghoul." Very good advice. Always shoot the head.
Yeah,
I say
always.
Or play if that's with ghouls. If it's aliens, play the records.
What was it? Slim Whitman.
Yeah.
And if it's Killer Tomatoes too, do you remember that?
No,
How they kill the Killer Tomatoes? It's a song called Puberty Love. music is a great deterrent. To keep the evil away.
Keep it tuned in here, and we'll keep the ghouls away. Before that, we heard a mashup of Bela Lugosi Is Dead by Bauhaus with the narration from the Disneyland Haunted House. Luke.
Yes.
You're the music director here, but you're also, you know, a man about town. Any plans for Halloween?
We might buy some candy and eat it.
Nice.
And watch a bunch of horror movies, because I don't know. I hate it when it's on a weekend, because it's like, well, I'd like to talk to you about going down to the pit last night. In case people don't know, Wednesday pit night is like the night where everyone that lives on campus goes out and gets completely mind-blowingly drunk.
Yeah.
And of course, it was Halloween, so you saw a lot of naughty...
Yeah, there was a lot of, sexy anything. Sexy was in.
Sexy sex.
Yeah, near nude nurses, that kind of thing. There was some Lady Gagas and...
And that was dudes, right?
Yeah, okay. The dudes were... Yeah. Taping back their thingies. Yep. I was telling Luke, someone asked me if I was wearing a professor costume.
Awesome.
I should say why I was there. I stayed on campus late to do this workshop thing for CITR, and then I went there to watch the end of the baseball game. And as I was leaving, the pit had just started to fill up.
Are you sure it's not the booze ball game? Boobs. I'm sure you saw many boobs last night.
Anyways, avoid the pit on Wednesday. Well, avoid the pit.
We gotta endorse it. It's part of the university.
No, go to the gallery.
Okay.
Unless you're like a 20 and ready for trouble, you know, then you should go. Then the pit is your thing. I mean, we've all been there. We were all 20 and full of piss and vinegar. Yeah. But if you're an aging gentleman who maybe dresses like he looks like a professor, go to the gallery or Kerner's.
Go get some booze.
Ask them to change the channel. Hockey. Why does anybody watch hockey this time of year?
I don't know. Get to
baseball.
Yep.
All right. Back to the task at hand.
Six games left. So.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
We've got
boobs. So a few years ago, Vice magazine and the guys from the Unicorns put together the North American Halloween Prevention Initiative, and they recorded a charity single called "Do They Know It's Halloween?" And I play it every year. It's amazing. It's got the Unicorns. It's got David Cross. It's got Nardwar. It's got Feist. It's got
It's got a lot of Broken Social Scene.
It's got Broken Social Scene.
Yeah.
It has Elvira.
Great video.
Yeah,
too,
there's an amazing video for it as well. So we're going to hear that song and then a few other Halloween-minded songs, one by the Misfits, the Shags, and by No Kids. So let's get back to the music, shall we? This is the North American Halloween Prevention Initiative.
Child, guru, you need their help, or else funny anymore. Come on out. All right, haha, I get it. Oh. You know, this really isn't funny. Come on out, please. It's not funny anymore. Seriously, you got... Oh, my God, in heaven!
It's October 31st. Could it get any worse?
Drowning in a bucket of apples bobbing. Parents are hiding, our babies are sobbing.
I have returned.
The freaking assault! Dragging us down! So we shout!
Help us, save our souls! We're dying of fear, and they don't even know it.
They think we've got it all. What we need is a team
to help us forget. Forget Halloween.
Fools.
Fools.
You think you can stop Halloween?
The world can't hear your useless plea.
It's too late. Our orange and black plague will soon consume them all.
And everyone will understand the true meaning of Halloween.
Pure terror.
Beneath the willow tree.
No more razor blades in our kids' candy.
10,000 broomsticks, pumpkins and flames. Ending this night, ending this shame.
scare. Why, even Dracula will be there. It's time for games, it's time for fun. Not for just one, but for everyone. The Dracolances are all lit up. All the dummies are made of stuff. By just looking, you will see. It's the time of year again. It's Halloween, it's Halloween. All the kids are happy and gay. They're
streets of cadence is bowled over by the orange glow. As the sun goes down, the perfect light to tender holes for new bones. And in 100 years, another cracked and crooked headstone. Oh no, why all this when all I wanted was to find a new love? Strolling around streets lined with houses decked out for Halloween. For Halloween. Stay in making scrapbooks and going still crazy. Without your love, I can't help that the summer house just sits there. And when a storm comes, I don't bother moving in the deck chairs. Why remind me of how things are sure to turn out for me? Can feel it with every gust that moves the willow trees. Why all this when all I wanted was to find a new love? Now stroll around streets lined with houses decked out for Halloween. For Halloween.
Bye.
listen to a bit of Animal Collective Fireworks while I do the show listings. But before that, we heard No Kids from Vancouver with their song For Halloween from their album from last year, Coming to My House. Before that, we heard The Shags from their album Philosophy of the World, the song It's Halloween. Before that, we heard The Misfits with Halloween, and at the top, North American Halloween Prevention Initiative with their song Do They Know It's Halloween. If you heard that voice, the goblins are dead! That's Nardwar. That's his contribution to that particular track, which I never realized before, but if you listen closely, you can sort of hear it. It's a little, just a little, it's double track, so it's hard to tell it's Nardwar. In terms of shows coming to town soon, tonight, Time Cops are playing with Indian Wars and Student Teacher at Honey. Tomorrow night, Prince Paul is at Damaged Goods, which is a part of the Astoria Friday night. Also tomorrow night, White Cuts are playing with New Lines. So White Cuts is White Lung and Random Cuts, and New Lines is New Sensei and Beelines, and they're doing a Misfits cover night at the Media Club. And also Friday night, broadcast with Atlas Sound at the Biltmore. I should mention, tonight there is a TVEC show that's kind of a secret, so if you're a TVEC fan, maybe look around on the internet to try and figure that out. I think... yeah, there's some stuff on Twitter about it, so you can find that yourself. I don't know where the show is. Halloween night, there's a whole bunch of great shows going on. Bogus Tokus is going to be playing with No Gold at the Astoria. Jeremy J was playing with Van Death and Circle Square at the Biltmore. Don Cash is playing with Humans and Cosmetics at the Lion's Den. Black Mountain is playing with Bison and Sorcerers at the Rickshaw. And Chinese Stars are playing with Sensitive Hearts, the SSRIs, and Tigerhead at Casa de la Artista. So that's all Halloween night, which should be lots of fun. And make sure to buy lots of fireworks, because you can't buy them any other time of the year here at in Vancouver. And, you know, light them off at a time when you won't scare dogs, if that's possible. That's the only downside to fireworks, is it scares animals. Everything else about fireworks is awesome. So let's get back into the music. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Dunkin's Donuts, here with you for another 20 minutes or so. Earlier this year, Lux Interior, the lead singer for The Cramps, passed away, died. And when he died, a DJ at WFMU, a radio station in New Jersey, released a whole bunch of his favorite tracks, him and Poison Ivy, his wife's favorite tracks. And they were famous for loving really like dirty, crazy garage monster songs. So I'm going to pull a whole bunch from that collection. So we're going to start things off with Jan Davis and the song Watusi Zombie. And then the Mummy's Bracelet. So we're getting to two, you know, zombies we've covered, but mummies, we haven't covered those. So this is a new ghoulish territory here. Very exciting. So let's get to that song. This is Watusi Zombie by Jan Davis. Here we go. Oh, no, that's the wrong one. That's a good song, too. I love this song. It's very creepy, but you kind of know this song. We're running out of time. So we're going to go back to Watusi Zombie. Here we go.
Umasa! Umasa to the zombie! We'll be right back.
Last night at the museum, they were searching for a trace of the thief who stole the mummy's bracelet from its case. And now tonight the mummy's curse is on his thieving head, for the mummy's come to life, awakened from the dead. Give me my bracelet back. The thief who stole the mummy's bracelet gave it to his love, and now tonight she wears it while the full moon's up above. But as she dances in his arms, a chill is in her veins. She seems to hear a ghostly voice echo this refrain. Give me my bracelet back. At last the dance is over, it's time to say goodnight. Her lover sees her to the door, she holds him very tight. She whispers, please don't leave me. Then upon the stairs, their blood runs cold because they see the mummy standing there. Give me my bracelet back. The mummy, he stretched out his hand to take the bracelet back, and where his fingers touched the flesh, it began to crack. Then right before her lover's eyes, she turned to stone. At least that's what they told him when they took him to the home.
We'll be right back. Is a call out to the freaks, nerds, and geeks.
I am become death, the destroyer of the world.
Put down your Dungeon Master's Guide and get ready for an hour of punk, metal, and garage rock.
Good afternoon. I am a high 9,000.
It is all we all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
This here is a barrel.
Yeah.
It's empty. Damn it. Now, you know, if you ever go to a party somewhere, this is usually after all the clubs close, you know, and you're having fun, and you get a little high, you know. Well, you know, it's one of those things where in order to do the thing right, dance, that is, at a party, you got to do it high. So now I'm gonna show you a little bit what I mean by getting a little high here for a minute. And there you go. Looks like I've been riding mules. So this is a song for those of you that late at night at the parties, when you want to get high, you do this. Now, if you're taking notes on how to do this, I don't want you to draw any pictures because I'll take them away from you outside. They're nasty. But it gets to be a pretty hairy party, you know, and you've been drinking pretty much, so it's a little uncomfortable in places, you know. And this is a song for all the heavy drinkers at the parties. You're a little uncomfortable, so this is another step you can do. I got a beard on my forehead, fangs in my mouth, and I comb my face every night. I dance on full legs and I scratch and growl when the moon is full and bright. Oh, what a sight, what a fright, to see a werewolf a-rockin' at night. Yeah, oh, what a sight, oh, what a fright, to see a werewolf a-rockin' at night. Yeah. I could fall off this thing and kill myself right here, you know that? Long bushy tail and a pointed ears, and I claw my guitar mean. In a dark tree cave when I'm a howling all night, that's a crazy mixed up scene. What a sight, what a fright, to see a werewolf a-rockin' at night. Keep it away, what a sight, what a fright, to see a werewolf a-rockin' at night. Baby's a werewolf, she likes to rock, she's a cute little bundle of fur. And along about at 12 o'clock, I like to rock with her. What a sight, oh, what a fright, to see a werewolf a-rockin' at night. Yeah, oh, what a sight, oh, what a fright, to see a werewolf a-rockin' at night. Ah, it's so soft and fuzzy, ooh. Nobody knows I'm the crazy rockin' werewolf, cause I'm quiet and square all day. But when the sun goes down and the moon comes up, my guitar starts to play. Oh, what a sight, what a fright, to see a werewolf a-rockin' at night. Yeah, what a sight, oh, what a fright, to see a werewolf a-rockin' at night. It's a female guitar, you know, I swear to you. Can rock forever. No, I'm not one of those cool cats. I'm a hot wolf. I'm so wild and woolly, that's me. So if you're in the woods when the moon comes up, just a rockin' werewolf you'll see, yeah.
Oh boy, that was Robbie the Werewolf from his classic album At the Whaleback, the song Rockin' Werewolf. So I think we did pretty well today. We got a werewolf song, a mummy song, a bunch of zombie songs, several ghouls, monsters. I think it's going pretty well. At this time, I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Tonight, Jay Brannon. Tomorrow night, broadcast in Atlas Sound with the Selmanaires. Saturday night, a special Halloween Boneyard version of Glory Days featuring Jeremy J., who's awesome, friend of the show, sort of. He called in once, half an hour late. Van Death and Circle Square. On Sunday night, Kitty Nights, the old burlesque thing. Monday, 16mm is playing with Char2D2 and Super Cassette. Tuesday, Art Brute from England. And Wednesday is Talent Time with Paul Anthony and friends. Come check us out at 2755 Prince Edward, just off Kingsway and 12th. And for more information, check out BiltmoreCabaret.com. If you like what you heard today, check out the podcast, DITR.ca. And you can find the playlist later on today at DunkinsDonuts.wordpress.com. So there's one monster, one notable monster that was missing today. That would be Frankenstein. Frankenstein, one of the greatest monsters of all time. So we're going to hear a song called Frankenstein's Party, and it's by a band called, of all things, the Swingin' Phillies, which is perfect right now because it's also the latest World Series ever is going to be is on right now. So there's going to be a World Series baseball game on Halloween night. So you've got the Swingin' Phillies and Frankenstein together at last. Very exciting. Have a safe and fun Halloween. Wear bright clothing if you're going trick-or-treating. Don't let it ruin your costume, but be safe. Stock up on fireworks now because you can't buy them for the rest of the year. And don't eat too much candy. And thanks for listening. Here are the Swingin' Phillies.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.